stress to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. CITR.
CITR, okay. Yeah.
So you go ahead?
Yeah.
This is Wiretaps Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to CITR 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Mother, sister, cousin, grandma wanna hump him. Even got Hillary Clinton on the side, ready to jump him. Tell the Clintons, I couldn't catch him, couldn't stop him. They go by the party rules. If you can't beat him, you can't top him. Thought you'd smack him, couldn't pop him. Delegates couldn't cop him. Bill Clinton couldn't help her, too bad she couldn't drop him. Man, Obama's so ill. Yeah. Obama goes here, Obama goes there, saying yes we can. The wife of Shelley, he's sitting in the very air. He traveled to Arizona, ready to cause some drama. Hope a McCain will come and
look at that bastard Obama. He's too young, he's too hip. Negroes always causing problems.
His pale looking face got him looking
like a goblin.
I can't, please don't vote for McCain. First day up in office, talking about some hard pain. Call the ambulance quick, all you hear is sirens. His temper isn't private, dang I hate a mad prick. Don't you hate a mad prick? Plus McCain's an old prick. Barack's a younger guy, so choose him, he's the right pick. But if you choose the wrong pick, your stepson will probably end up in Iraq quick. His healthcare plan is so immaculate, so even if you're broke and can't afford to take a doc trip, you'll be feeling much better, not sick. And he's okay, but his wife's sick, and her back's thick, and her walk's slick. She's a fly chick, I'd hit. And Obama's so ill. Yeah. See, he's making history like ex-King and Douglas and RFK Obama. He's that new black dude that
Redneck said he won't be John McCain. He don't wear a flag pin, his middle name's Hussein.
But who gon' be that boy that doubt that boy they call Obama? Got Republicans sweating like they up in saunas. Woo. Even McCain's 90-something mama. Be ready to pull his lever every hour. And I'd rather eat a field mouse than to see John McCain in the White House. Vote Obama in, and I promise he won't turn back until some Uncle Thomas. No Aunt Jemima or Southern Fried Chicken. Call him Chief Obama or Mr. Keeps on Ticking. Man, Pastor Riot's comments couldn't stop his tally. Even Oprah Winfrey said that she was right behind him. People, I say this country's no hope without him. But he's gotta go out and relate to everybody. He do what he do, like give his wife a hug and then a fist gap. Gotta do that stuff in public so the hood don't know that he's black. Gotta use big words, white people love to hear them. If they hear it, they don't fear him. They don't know him, but they feel him. That's real. Obama, 08, White House.
I'm Barack Obama, and who's this
message? I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just
but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Hello. This is Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard Sam Cooke's Change Is Gonna Come, a lovely song, and a change has come. Before that, we heard Obama a Millie by ATP, a cover, maybe a little on the novelty cover side, of a Millie by Lil Wayne. I found that online. Some guy named ATP put that together. Before that, we heard Hail to the Chief by the U.S. Air Force Concert Band. And the reason you heard that is because there's a new chief down south. What's his name?
Obama.
Yeah. That's my friend Anna. She's here with me tonight. And I said tonight because I'm actually pre-recording the show. I'm at a work conference downtown today, so I've pre-recorded and doing this Wednesday night. So I'm still feeling joyous.
Obama-rama,
yeah. The revelry of last night is still... I'm hungover, is what I'm trying to say. great feelings. I wanted to kick off the show with a little bit of a tribute to that. Coming up today, a bunch of new stuff and some bands that are coming to town, as per usual. Starting things off, we're going to hear some TV on the Radio. They have an amazing new album out called Dear Science, and the song Golden Age in particular is... not only a great song, but I think a very appropriate song for right now.
Age of miracles, age of sound, there's a golden age. your face, let it soil your skin in perpetual embrace. Like I said, love's light is laughter, like a song spinning happiness into the hereafter. Oh, here it comes like a natural disaster. Oh, blowing up like a ghetto blaster. Oh, here it comes, bring it faster. Oh, here it comes, bring it faster. It's a miracle.
Dressing two kids, looking for a magic kid. She gets the far away look in her eye. somewhere on a desert highway. She rides a Harley Davidson. Her long blonde hair flying in the wind. She's been running half her life. The chrome and steel she rides, colliding with the very air she breathes. The air she breathes. Somewhere on a desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson. Her long blonde hair flying in the wind. She's been running half her life. The chrome and steel she
That was Human Highway from their album Moody Motorcycle and the song Moody Motorcycle. The inspiration for that was a little bit because of the song previous to that about a very famous motorcycle, a Harley Davidson going through the desert. That song is Unknown Legend by Neil Young from his Harvest Moon album. And the inspiration for that was, it relates to TV on the Radio, who we heard before that with their song Golden Age. The lead singer for TV on the Radio, his name is Tunde Adebimpe, was in a movie called Rachel Getting Married. And in that movie, he is getting married to Rachel. He serenades her with the song Unknown Legend by Neil Young. It's a wonderful part of the movie. What did you think of the movie, King?
It was pretty good. And he was really good when he was singing that song.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
That was a pretty song.
Yeah.
It's a pretty movie. With some unpretty parts.
Yeah, some family drama. It's a lot. If you've seen the Celebration Danish movie from a few years back, it's not that bad. Also in that movie, Robin Hitchcock. And we're going to hear some Robin Hitchcock in just a minute. But first, I want to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. This weekend, the Dead Understudies comedy troupe is performing tonight. With guests Fraser McLean, Jai Harris, and The Assaulted Fish, wah, wah, wah. Tomorrow night, Friday, the hot show of the weekend, I'd say, the King Kong and Barbecue Show with special guests The Duchess and the Duke. That'll be very, very fun. And the next night, Saturday night, The Awkward Stage with Dylan Thomas and Your Vancouver Vipers. Once again, that's the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. All right, so we're going to hear a song from Robin Hitchcock's first band. They're called the Soft Boys, and the song is Underwater Moonlight, and it's an absolutely beautiful. So I love this song a lot. After that, we're going to hear some Duchess and the Duke, and then some King Kong, so you're all prepared for Friday night. Here we go.
He was white and she was white as only statues are. 50 years they stood there looking stupid by a jar. One night in mid-August when the moonlight got too strong, they climbed off their pedestal and then they sang this song. Past the gun emplacement and the bones as white as bleach, through the rats and ivy till they came out on a beach, out into the ocean till they disappeared from view. Honey, when it gets you, there's just nothing you can do. Underwater moonlight sets the body free. Underwater moonlight, baby, you and me. Underwater moonlight, underwater moonlight. He was pink and she was pink, and onward they did row. Didn't see the giant squid though, it was fairly slow. When they hit the bottom, they were well and truly dead. Took their place and then they rode back home instead. Underwater moonlight, take your baby down. Underwater moonlight, watch your baby drown with love. And in the moonlight, underwater moonlight. We'll be right back.
What do you feel looking back through your life? You can tell the truth now. I don't
Oh boy.
right, that was Waves from San Diego with the song So Bored. And before that, we heard the King Kong and Barbecue Show from their album What's for Dinner, the song Zombies. And before that, the Duchess and the Duke from the album She's the Duchess, He's the Duke. The song was You Can Tell the Truth Now. And at the top, Underwater Moonlight by the Soft Boys. You are listening to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. A few shows coming to town that you should be aware of. Tonight, Wood Family Creeps is playing with Solars and Rollmock at Little Mountain Studios. That's an all-ages show, and it's early. Also tonight, Shannon and the Clams with Forever, Channels 3 and 4, New Sensei, and Modern Creatures at the Sweatshop. Tomorrow night, King Khan is at the Biltmore with Barbecue Show. And the Secret Machines playing with 16mm at Richards & Richards. Saturday night, The Awkward Stage at the Biltmore. And later in the week, on the 10th, Guar is playing at the Commodore. I hear it's sold out in terms of advance tickets, but there are going to be some tickets at the door. So get to the door early and wear a poncho for all the fake blood. On Tuesday the 11th, Gang Gang Dance is playing with Marnie Stern at the Biltmore. That should be a great show. That same night, Diggable Planets is playing with at the Commodore. Fake Jazz Tuesday. They moved it a day up. Maybe the holiday. I don't know. That's at the Cobalt. On the 12th, Land of Talk is playing with Josh Reichman at the Media Club. On the 12th, Lucinda Williams is playing with Buick Six at the Vogue. That's an all-ages show. On the 14th, 2 Hours Traffic is playing with Hey, Rosetta and the Danks at the Biltmore. On the 15th, SK Robot is doing their Guided by Robots, Guided by Voices tribute show that's at the Enza Club. And on the 15th, Women from Calgary, the Hype Machine, are playing with the Bicycles, Hot Panda, The Clips, and Gang Violence at Demetric Studios. And later in November, on the 20th, Deer Hunter are playing with Time's New Viking at Richards on Richards. Bar, unfortunately, has canceled. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up, we're going to hear the new K Records band. They're called Lake. I played their song Blue Ocean Blue last week, I think. No, the week before that. And I noticed a distinct similarity in the intro to that song and Kenny Rogers' You Can Turn the Light On. Oh boy, such investigative musicology happening here. So I'm going to be writing about that on an MP3 blog that I sometimes write called popsheep.com. So look for that there. It's much too detailed to get into within an hour. So I'll just say, Lake, I'm on you. I'm watching out. You're ripping off Kenny Rogers, and his roaster chicken place isn't doing so well anymore. So, yeah. So we're going to hear the song Oh, the Places We'll Go, which is the title track from their album. After that, we're going to hear the new Deer Hunter, which is actually really lovely and not at all as screechy as their last release. Not that screechy's good, too. You know, I like that as well. But, you know, I'm kind of more of a mellow guy now. And I'm kind of sick right now, as you can probably hear. So the screechiness is not so good. So without further ado, here's Lake.
Places we'll go. Oh, we don't actually Robin Hood is breaking up his merry men. Stag Lee is changing up his story and jumping over tables to get close to her. That's not the sign of a philosopher. Falling into bed above the camera stand, waking up embarrassed with the giant friend. Calling all the seasons of the status quo. Never known a pleasure as the pressure grows. Oh, the two were seen walking on St. Mark's Place. They both got breakfast and they both got eggs. Then there was the crash of the 4th of July. Meant a lot to her and so he didn't even mind. But when a pretty face could not have its way, the face disappeared in complete disarray. So take me for a walk in the city tonight. I've been an angel, but I need to fight or it's over. You live in the basement of a three-story house. Never knew the neighbors till they found this mouse. The girlfriend never looks an X in his eyes. The ladybird falls for a secular guy. I remember all the days before he cast his net. As hungry as he's never seen the doctor yet. And every good protection that he's ever known has never been a pleasure as the pressure grows. At Christmas they were dining from the garbage chute. Before then he models her his bathing suit. She sets him on another shopping spree. He tags along not so thankfully, just skipping on the sidewalk coming home from lunch. Like a movie star, father never gave him much. His place is in the seat of a stranger's car. Place is in the head of a battle star. But when a pretty face cannot have its way, the face disappears in complete disarray. Oh, private eyes and the truth they uncover. Oh, jealous lies make for one jealous lover.
That was Adam Green from his album Sixes and Sevens, the song When a Pretty Face. Adam Green, formerly of Moldy Peaches. And before that, we heard Deer Hunter with the song Agoraphobia from the album Microcastle and Lake before that. Just a little bit left. I'm not even that sure because I'm pre-recording, so I'm going to try and squeeze in as much as I can. And Bryce, the music program director here, I want to just apologize for not playing a PSA. The PSA would have been about Shindig. Public service announcement would have been about Shindig. So go to Shindig on Tuesday night. It'll be great. Fantastic. All right. We're going to hear a little bit of a new collaboration between a guy from Athens, Georgia. His name is Vic Chestnut. The band Elf Power and the Amorphous Strums. I don't know too much about this, but they have a new album called Dark Developments. And it's a bit of a departure for Vic Chestnut, who's known mostly for his sort of country-tinged indie rock. Vic Chestnut was actually the first concert I ever went to see. It was his show at the Starfish Room when I was underage. My dad took me there. Very cool. So let's hear some Vic Chestnut, Elf Power, and the Amorphous Strums. This is And How.
Do and who would you know? show what you brought.
Right, nice stuff there, Hercules and Love Affair. That was their song, Raise Me Up. And that'll just about do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks again to the Biltmore Cabaret for their generous sponsorship. Coming up, Marielle with We All Fall Down, then Robin with Ink Studs, and Brendan with Crimes and Treasons. Stay tuned to see ITR this afternoon. It's going to be swell. You'll see. It's not a mistake. If you like what you heard, you can check out the Dunkin' Donuts podcast. That's available at citr.ca. If you want to see the playlists and other information, you can go to dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com for more information about the show. And thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next Thursday, hopefully when I'm feeling better than I am now and don't sound quite as nasally. To end us off here, we're going to hear the song Animal in Every Corner. It's from a new compilation of Danielson Family rarities from 1994 to 2004 called Trying Hearts. It's coming out next Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to it. Danielson Family, so weird. Here we go.
Okay, I'm
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?